everybody is obsessed by this famous cross point, this audiovisual cross points. Everybody's talking about that, where the cinema, the video, the television, and all video cassette and video disc or whatever could, and the music could join. And I think it will. We are in this situation, but it doesn't mean necessarily that any kind of music has to be projected in video. I mean by that that certainly the pure product for video will be done specially for video. I mean music and images, exactly like a song. The lyrics of a song are not a poem, because a poem don't need a music. And the music of a song is not pure music, it's a music for a song. And the right combination of the music of a song and the lyrics of the song make the song. I mean by that that if you want to make a music for video, you have to think in terms of video. Not, it could be difficult to put images when a music has not been thought for video. You see, electronic music, that doesn't mean anything really, because a lot of people are using electronic instruments in their music, and everybody is using these days electronics to listen at music. So synthesizer is obviously the most adapted instruments to our times, to our days. But you see, the problem of emotions or lack of emotion is not the problem of the instrument. It's really the problem of the guy. If the guy has something to say or to express, it will be okay. So there is no difference working with a synthesizer or working with an electric guitar. And the proof of that is, at the moment in England, many groups have replaced guitars by synthesizers, and they are using synthesizers like guitars. So you see, all that has to be considered quite carefully, and we have not to talk about electronic music on one side and the other music on the other side. I think any music today is electronic.